Lou's to-do list segment is sponsored by PermaSeal Insulation Services at permaseal.net. How are you today, Lou?
Doing well. You, Lisa?
Yeah, doing well. Lots of questions coming in. Someone said, Lou, I came home and the smoke detector was chirping, battery backup, but I do know I need a new one. It's hardwired. I bought a new one, but the plug from the ceiling doesn't fit the new one. Suggestions? Do I need an electrician?
No, they make an adapter. So most of the battery, most of the hardwired battery backup smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are from a company called BRK. And they do, when you go back to the hardware store, they will have an adapter kit where you plug in the old plug to the back and then the new plug fits into that. It's a very common issue with older detectors. So you don't need an electrician, you just need an adapter.
Can I ask you why the batteries always go out 3 a.m. when I'm sleeping? And the beeping and chirping starts, and you're like, come on. And then it takes you a few minutes to wake up and figure out which one is making noise. Gosh,
yeah.
I guess
so,
you solve that by just changing them every fall, right?
No, I know. And, you know, the thing is that that is a huge problem, and it is really difficult to locate which one it is. The more expensive ones that you buy, you know, so even the least expensive smoke detector will have the same technology as the most expensive. The other ones just have other features. So First Alert and Kidde, two major manufacturers, when you purchase up, it will allow you to program where the location is. So if it beeps, it says kitchen. It'll give you all these different locations that you program, and then when you put it up and it does go off, you know where it is.
Ah, oh, that's brilliant. Okay, I'm willing to pay the extra change for that.
It's like another 10 or 15 bucks.
That's worth it. I can get sleep. This one's about air duct cleaning, Lou. They said they had a house built in 1998, never had the ducts cleaned, including after construction, 5 dogs, and 27 years later. Is it worth getting it done by an NADCA-certified company or the lots of companies not certified that are offering cheaper rates? Please comment yes or no and whether NADCA-certified is worth the cost.
National Association of, I'm trying to think of what that stands for off the top of my head. If it has something to do with duct cleaning, you know, I'm certainly, they're trained more. The biggest issue with duct cleaning, first of all, is it worth it? Yes. To me, it's a 7 to 10 proposition to have it done. And I don't know about the certification when it comes to that. What I do know is that you want people to not only have a large vacuum that they're going to connect, but they're going to use what's called an air whip that they're going to run through each individual duct that's not a flexible duct. And they're going to loosen up the ductwork and kind of bang it up against the sides as the big vacuum cleaner is, you know, sucking the debris out. And that is your most effective. The certification from,
I looked it up. So did Colin, National Air Duct Cleaners Association.
Yeah, I don't know that much about that. You know, there's associations for everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, look for reputable companies that have been around a long time. And if they're certified, that's awesome. This isn't an inexpensive proposition. It's, it's not $200. It's probably anywhere from $5 to $1,000, depending on $500 to $1,000, depending on the size of your home.
Okay. This person is listing in Arizona. They want to know if this is, I'll read it verbatim. do I need to run my heat pump in the fall and winter? Should I run the heat pump fan periodically? Is it bad for the heat pump to sit for 5 months?
No. In particular in Arizona, because you've got such dry conditions out there, so there's really no issue to the system being off. You know, we're in that, even right now, we're in that shoulder temperature time of year. And, to me, turn everything off, the furnace and the AC, and just open up the windows or enjoy the weather with the windows closed. And until you have to turn those systems on, having them sit there off is no big deal.
And, Lou, I mean, we're at the season where we need to start doing some stuff outside the house. Temperatures are going to start to drop. Are there a few tips you could give us to get our houses winter ready?
Well, when the leaves fall, it's going to be a great thing to get those gutters cleaned. You're hearing a lot about gutter guard systems. I'm a big fan of those because it's way cheaper. It's an initial investment, but it's cheaper than you falling off a ladder and breaking a hip or your neck, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
The winterization of your lawns, I mean, that's starting now, cutting things back. Just pay special attention to the plants that you have and that it's recommended that you cut them back. Winterizing the lawn with a fertilizer will help promote good root growth during the winter months. And then getting that furnace and AC, or furnace rather, and boilers inspected and cleaned before we get to the colder weather. You know, now that it's not so, the temperatures are more consistent, you have a better chance of getting the HVAC guys there on your schedule as opposed to when the temperatures drop and then they're super busy.
Perfect. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be listening Saturday morning.
Thanks.
House Smarts Radio, Saturday morning at 6 a.m. Lou will continue to take your questions then.